2. Bocas del Toro. When Graham Greene arrived in the town of Bocas on Columbus Island, Isla Colón in Spanish, in 1979 as Omar Torrijos' guest, who in 1979 was the unelected de facto ruler of Panama, he had a sense of impending doom, a feeling that I would never get away. The wet weather had not helped. The island seemed to be sinking back into the sea under the weight of the storm. After a visit to a dull agricultural fair, a terrible dinner, and a night of fitful sleep in a hotel room with neither air conditioning nor a mosquito net, Greene was looking forward to catching his flight. The next morning, as the airplane lifted off into a clear sky, he saw dozens of islands scattered in the bay of Bocas del Toro below him. Next to Columbus Island was the cigar-shaped Carinero Island, and farther off the islands of Popa, Bastimentos, and Cristobal, with the Darklands Peninsula thrust alongside them. In his airplane, Greene realized that it was possible to see how each piece had once fitted into another. A note on nomenclature. The province of Bocas del Toro, consisting of a large slab of mainland containing the provincial capital, Changuinola, is always called by its full name. But Bocas del Toro can also refer to the archipelago and the promontory of Darklands. Where a reference is to the province, I indicate it as such. The only town in the archipelago is also, formally speaking, called Bocas del Toro. But newcomers and locals alike invariably abbreviate this to Bocas, or Bocas Town. Expats also often call the archipelago Bocas, but the context usually makes clear whether the reference is to the archipelago or the town. Greene might have liked the town a bit more had he visited at the turn of the 20th century. Flush with profits from the banana trade, Bocas had a theater, a cinema, consulates, and even a cricket pitch. French, German, Italian, and English were spoken on its streets. Ladies' fashions arrived in longed-for boxes from Paris and London. It was mainly immigrants from Jamaica and Barbados, among other places, who did the back-breaking work on the plantations. Some arrived after working on the Panama River.